please welcome Kirk Henning.
Children, a lot of times I'll ask, who here likes scary stories? Everybody's hands goes up. And then I ask, why? Don't you get scared? No, we don't get scared. But it's tantalizing. Scary stories, ever since we were kids, it's just tantalizing. We're just attracted to scary stories for some reason. I was introduced to the other world, especially when I was young, through a series of different type of things that we have in our culture. The first one was there's a series of billboards. There's two series of billboards, one going to the north and one going to the south, and each of those series tells you how much farther you have to get to something. Now, the one going south is for Anderson's pea soup. It tells you how far you have to go to Buellton, California, to have a nice bowl of pea soup. Now, when I was a kid, that wasn't all that attractive to me. But the one going north told you how far it was to get to the Winchester Mystery House. That one I was attracted to. So when I was about 8 years old, my mom took my little sister and I to the Winchester Mystery House. Those that aren't familiar, it's a house built in San Jose by this batty old woman who was an heiress to the Winchester rifle company, and she just had this fascination with the occult, and I think she had seances, and she built stairways that led to nowhere in her house, and never stopped building her house. And on the tour, which I highly recommend if you haven't been to before, I haven't been since I was 8, but I'm sure it hasn't changed at all. Your feeling will be exactly the same as what I felt when I was about 8, just being in that room and feeling a presence, just because they're talking about a presence and just feeling it and being at once tantalized but afraid at the same time. And I just loved the Winchester Mystery House. Now, the next step up from that for me was playing a Ouija board. And boy, did we get scared playing the Ouija board, because the first question you ask when everybody's little fingertips are on the whatever that is, the platform there, first question you ask is anybody here? And then, your fingers are guided to Zachary or something like that. Yeah, I'm here. And then now you know somebody is in the room. And now you can start asking questions like, does Melissa like me or something like that? Or do you hurt people? Things like that. But it just took such a long time for your fingers to make that movement, especially if it was a name like Zachary or something like that. It just took forever. And little did I know that you could have the same question answered in a tenth of the time if you just got an 8-ball, one of those 8-balls where on the bottom you shake it up and then you look on the bottom and it just says very likely or not going to happen. And you just could have saved so much time from the Ouija board. Now I'm a purveyor of the other world, I would say. And when I tell stories to children and families, a lot of times there's a scary aspect to it. And I'm going to tell you about one particular time that happened not too long ago, but what happened has been repeated over and over again through the years. So I was telling stories for this place, and they had an outdoor picnic area. And I took with me a young man who was just helping me that night with my sound equipment and things like that, Andrew. And so we get to the picnic ground and we start setting up benches. I'm going to be telling stories to a group of about 25, 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old boys, all boys. And it's dark outside. And the lighting at the picnic grounds is kind of scary. And there's all these picnic tables and picnic benches. And I say, okay, Andrew, let's start setting up these picnic benches and for these boys to sit on. We'll just bring a few over here. So he started setting one up. And then somehow he turned it upside down a little bit and saw there was a black widow underneath. And so I said, okay, we'll brush it off. And then just continue setting up the benches. And then so he picked up another bench, looked underneath, there was another black widow under that one, and then another one under that one. Every single bench, there were 50 benches, each one had, well, one black widow. That's kind of the definition of a black widow, right? So we said, okay, we'll get some chairs, and we'll sit the boys down in those chairs. So the boys came and they roasted some marshmallows and whatnot. And I'm telling, they didn't know anything about the Black Widows. I'm telling stories to them, and I'm just seeing 8 times 50 is what, 400? 400 pairs of eyes staring at me and listening to the stories. And I tell one particular story, Wiley and the Hairy Man. And I get to a part where I describe the Hairy Man. Now, the Hairy Man is not human like you and I. He has coarse hair all over his body like the hair on a pig, and he doesn't have legs like you and me. He has hooves for feet, and he has tusks sticking out of his, and he's constantly drooling and snarling, and he has red beady eyes. And it's the devil, right? It's the devil. And so I'm describing this. And let me tell you, there's nothing like doing a story like this for a group of about 20, 25, 8, 9, 10-year-old boys, girls. It doesn't matter, anybody. They're just riveted on that. And while I'm telling at that part, I'm thinking of all those Black Widows staring at me. I'm thinking they're riveted, too. I think they stopped whatever they were doing just to listen. And it gets very quiet. And then all of a sudden, one boy spoke out. He was about 10 years old. He said, "That's too scary." And that's an interesting point for me as a storyteller. I'll tell you what I told him, and then I'll describe why that's an interesting point. Because what I told him was, just hold on, just wait. There's more to this story. And he did. He listened, but I could tell he was a little bit stressed about, he wanted to hear the rest of the story, but not really. All the other boys, yeah, they wanted to hear the rest of the story, definitely wanted to hear the rest of the story, although there's still a little bit of trepidation in the back of their mind, too, but not enough to express it like this young man did. Now, that point is such an interesting point to me, because it's such a responsibility as a storyteller to tell stories like this to people and let them know that they're in a safe place, that they are going to be safe. No matter what I say, you are going to be safe. And when it gets to that point where somebody verbalizes, especially, "That's too scary," it throws me a little bit, and I'm wondering, look at everybody else. Everybody else, okay, they're all doing good. Okay, you're going to be fine too. And then continue the story. And the story, what the way the story goes is, Wiley, who is a young man, and his mom end up tricking the Hairy Man so that he never comes back again. And they do it. They use their cleverness to trick him. And then all of a sudden, it's just a wash of relief. And when children, when I'm telling stories to children and I'm seeing that stress, it's because they are that boy, Wiley. They are totally, completely identifying with that young man, Wiley, or Little Red Riding Hood with the girl, Little Red Riding Hood, you know, and they're totally seeing the threat in front of them. And once that relief point comes, then they feel empowered. And that's why I just love telling these stories so much, because it gives kids a sense of empowerment. It gives them a sense that they can get past that fear, as attracted to it as they are, and do something for themselves in order to get past it and not be so afraid anymore. So anyway, I finished telling that story. That it happened one other time, just and it happened before, about 2 weeks ago, and then it happened this past weekend. I'm just wondering, am I just getting too scary in my old age? I think that's what's happening, is that when I'm doing the faces and everything, now that my face is getting a little more wrinkled and you know, I'm getting to be scarier and scarier. But I told stories at my daughter's preschool, and she works at Lucasfilm, where all these wonderful stories are going on, you know. So I'm telling stories at Lucasfilm, which is pretty cool. And I was telling a story about Abiyoyo, and Abiyoyo is a giant, and he's a big scary giant that eats people and all kinds of things and everything, but he is also tricked. And another boy said, you know, I just started bursting in tears and crying, and I'm just going, oh God, but I have to finish. I have to finish. And his mom took him away. I finished his story. And when I came, when they came back around, they were he was just off to the side with his mom listening to it. And then they came back and they listened to it, and he had a big smile on his face. And so that was pretty nice. Anyway, that's my story. Thank you all.